Welcome to the You Can Be Organized with Erin podcast. I'm Erin, professional organizer and director of A Busy Family. We're going to be sharing short episodes each week to help you get organized. We'll dive into all things organizing as well as have guest interviews with other leaders in the industry. So pull up a seat and let's dive into the good stuff. Hi, and welcome back. Today, we are going to discuss getting organized and using goals to help us get organized and how the goals can apply to our organizing challenges. So, goal setting is a fundamental part of getting organized as it provides clarity, direction, and motivation. So we're going to look at a couple ways of how this goal setting method that we discussed last week can apply to getting organized. So the first one is clarity. Setting clear goals helps you identify what needs to be organized. So it could be organizing your workspace, decluttering your home, managing your time better, or establishing a filing system for documents. And without actually setting a goal as to what you want to get organized, you might feel overwhelmed and not know where to start. And that's when a lot of people call the professionals in, is because they're just so overwhelmed that they don't know where to start, they don't know how to start, and they're not clear on their goals. And a professional will help you talk through all the pain points and get you to realize what your ultimate goal is and how to get there. Another way that goals help you get organized is by prioritization. So having goals will help you prioritize the tasks and activities. When you have a clear goal in mind, you can focus your time and energy on the activities that align with that goal. This prevents you from getting sidetracked by less important tasks and ensures that you're making progress towards your objectives. So it's important when you're trying to organize, say, your toy room, or even let's go with the whole home. What is the area that is causing you the most stress? What is the area that is the most overwhelmed, or the area that if it gets organized, you are going to see the biggest result? And sometimes that's where you have to start. You have to prioritize. Instead of saying, I have to organize my whole house, where do you want to start? Prioritize, okay, I want to start in the kitchen because that's where I spend most of my time. And I want to go into the kids' room because those really stress me out. And then I want to go into my own bedroom because that's where I find peace. And it's prioritizing those areas. So especially when you're working with a professional organizer, you are going to get your goals met faster, and you're going to get that motivation to keep going because you're going to see the results in the order that is important to you. Speaking of motivation, we went over this quite a bit last week. Our goals are going to provide us motivation by giving you something to work towards. So going through that pile of paper on the counter and putting it away in your filing system is going to help you work towards getting an organized kitchen. So whether it's a specific deadline for completing the task or a long-term vision of an organized and efficient environment, having goals is going to keep you motivated to take action and maintain that momentum as you move through the space, whether, again, it's a single room or a whole house. Goals provide a measurement. Setting goals allows you to measure your progress and track your success. You can get specific, have measurable milestones to gauge how well you're progressing towards your goals. And this is going to help stay on track and show you if you have to adjust your strategies if necessary. Sometimes when we're working with clients, you know, we get in there and when we have our discovery call, they may say that the front entry is their biggest stressor. This is causing them the most problems. And then when we show up, they've had time to think about it and really focus on their goals. And they'll be like, no, you know what? Our living space is where I really want to focus this session. So they're adjusting. And therefore, as an organizer, we have to adjust our strategies to work towards our clients' goals, because that's what we're there for. We're there to help them get organized and to meet their organizing goals. We come in, we will have a step-by-step list in our head, if not written down, of how we're going to tackle this project. And it also will show you at the end of each session what's been accomplished. Okay, so you're wanting to organize your office. Well, we got through the pile of papers that were on the floor surrounding your filing cabinet today. The next step, next session, will be to do, you know, I've drawing a blank right now, but then, you know, when you're working with an organizer, they'll be, okay, today's goal is this, and the next session will be this, all working towards your goal of a calm, relaxing office space or whatever area you're working on. The goals also help create accountability by establishing expectations of yourself and of your organizer. And when you set a goal, you're making a commitment to yourself to achieve a certain outcome. Your organizer is making a commitment to achieve an expected outcome to you as well. So this will encourage you to stay disciplined and follow through on your efforts, and to help the organizer find that they are on the right track with helping you achieve those goals. So in summary, with how goal setting is fundamental to getting organized, it's a powerful tool for getting organized because it provides that clarity, prioritization, motivation, measurement, and accountability, all of which are essential for effectively managing your time, space, and resources. So what are five steps for setting your goals for getting organized and your organizing project? Again, we want to define your objectives. So start by clarifying what you want to achieve in your organizing project and get specific. You know, don't just say, oh, I want to organize the toy room. Have a vision, have a goal for it. To say you just want it organized, that leaves is such an open-ended thing, because your definition of being organized and your organizer's definition or whoever is helping you out could be totally different. So if you want your toy room organized and your goal is to have a space where they can play blocks, a space where they can do arts and crafts, and a quiet nook for reading, there's your goal. That is the goal for the space, and you need to be able to communicate that. Again, you want to break down the goals, and we've already talked about that, so I don't want to spend more time talking about breaking down the goals, because that's, you know, we don't want to beat the dog. You want to make sure you are setting SMART goals. We touched on this last week with the specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goal setting process. So again, instead of saying something like, I want to organize my closet, make it more specific. Say, I want to declutter and organize my closet by sorting through all the clothes and shoes, donating items I no longer wear, and creating a system for organizing items by category. And I'm going to get this done in X amount of time. If you're working with an organizer, they will tell you how long it should take to reach that goal. It's, again, the priorities, you know, what is the most important? If you're working with an organizer and you only have limited time, what is the most important? And I quite often, when I'm working with clients, say in a garage or in a tool room or craft room, you know, I could spend hours sorting buttons by color or size, or I could put all the buttons in one container. And that's prioritizing my time as the professional and maybe leaving you some homework. But it's making the priorities, like the priorities to get your space organized, or is the priority to organize the buttons by shape and color? And it's going to give you that clear action plan. You know, your organizer is going to be like, okay, we have A, B, C, D, and here's how we're going to do it, and run it through with you so that you're on board as well with the action plan, and making sure that we have the resources and the support to get through the action plan. By the five steps that we just discussed, creating a plan of action, establishing priorities, setting SMART goals, breaking down the goals and defining your objective, but in the reverse order, of course, you can set those clear and achievable goals for your organizing projects and take proactive steps to bring that vision of a tidy and efficient space to life. Now let's define your goals about getting organized. Because again, getting organized means different things to different people. And it's going to be important to make sure that you are clear on that. Again, we're coming back to the clarity. It's a lot of clarity with this topic this week. So you want to reflect on your needs. You want to take some time to think about, why do you want to get organized? What is making you feel overwhelmed by your clutter? Why are you struggling to manage your time efficiently? Why are you looking to get organized? Why, you know, what is your why to wanting to get organized? This is going to help you set the relevant goals for your space and for the project. And then you want to identify the areas that need improvement. Because one of the things I ask clients is when we're working in their home is, where is an area that is working for you? I want to know what areas of your home are functioning fine, because the systems that you're using in those areas will give us indication as to what is going to work in the area that we are working on and help establish the goals to improve those areas and to identify the areas that need improvement. Again, we're all getting about the specific goals so that we can be more efficient with our time and your home will be more organized and you're going to be wanting to keep going because you're motivated, you're not overwhelmed by not having those clear goals. Time frames. So when you're working with a professional, consider the time frame and then be realistic. The organizer is going to be realistic and let you know if it's not possible. And so sometimes, you know, if you're working with an organizer and budget comes into play, it comes back to that prioritizing and the clarity. What tasks are going to get you the best results in the time allowed? If you have all the time in the world, then that's a different story and you have a longer time frame. But having a longer time frame is not always ideal, because then you have time to fall back into old habits. You have the time to lose your motivation and you have time to just give up. And that's not what we want. So quite often when you're working with an organizer, we try and schedule your sessions fairly close together so that you can see that end result and we can get you there in a more efficient manner. Another one is staying flexible. So you got to be flexible because, again, as time changes, as things progress, your priorities could shift. If you decided you wanted to get your home office organized and you gave yourself 2 weeks to do that, but then all of a sudden you found out you were going to have company from out of town in 2 weeks and your guest room is stuffed full of everything that doesn't have a home, all of a sudden your priorities and your goals are going to shift. And that's okay. It's okay to be flexible and adjust. Just remember to come back to that home office when your guests leave so that you can achieve the goal that you had originally set. So you want to stay flexible and adaptable. As long as you're working towards being more organized, you're making progress. Again, it's important to have goals when you're doing an organizing project. And it's important to communicate these goals with your professional organizer or anyone in your home or family that is helping you get more organized. Let's quickly touch on how you can communicate those goals with your professional organizer. By communicating your goals for your space to a professional organizer, it's crucial to ensure that they understand your vision and that they can work effectively with you to help you achieve it. Not all organizers are going to suit your needs and your goals. So make sure you're asking the questions. We talked about questions in a previous episode. You can go back and listen to that to find out what you should be asking your professional organizer before you hire them. And here's a couple of ways we're going to look at. Again, it's kind of summarizing what we've already been talking about in terms of effectively communicating your goals. So not only do you have to be specific with your goals, but you have to be specific when you are articulating what you hope to achieve with your professional organizer. So whether it's decluttering a specific area, implementing better storage solutions, or creating a more efficient workflow, provide as much detail as you can about your goals. Share your priorities with the professional organizer as well. Let them know if they don't ask, let them know which areas are your top priority. Again, they may come in and have a different set of priorities based on what you've told them 2 weeks ago, and things may have changed and they have to be flexible as well. So you want to make sure that you're prioritizing where you'd like to see the most improvement or what is of the most urgent nature, and make sure that their efforts and resources are allocated accordingly. Provide context. Make sure you give your organizer some context about your lifestyle, your habits, and your preferences. Explain how you use the space, any challenges you've encountered in the past, and any specific needs or requirements you have. The more your organizer understands your unique situation, the better they can tailor their approach to meet your needs. And that's why when I personally ask people what space is working, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that context to find out about your lifestyle. What are your habits? What are things that you guys are doing already without thinking about that we can incorporate into your space to make it easier to get organized and to maintain systems that are put in place? Setting realistic expectations. Be realistic about what can be accomplished within the scope of the project and the time frame you've allocated. So if you have specific deadlines or constraints, communicate them up front so your organizer can plan accordingly. So for example, you have visitors coming from out of town on the weekend and you need to get your guest room put together. That is the priority. You want to make sure that they are going to focus on that area. But if you have them coming in on, say, Friday morning and your guests are arriving on Friday night, that's not necessarily the most realistic approach and use of time, because it doesn't necessarily give the organizer time to do the whole job. There's a lot that goes into organizing and planning your space for you, and you have to be realistic with the time that is allowed. Ask for input. Don't be afraid to ask for your organizer's input and expertise. They may have valuable insights and suggestions for how to achieve your goals more effectively or efficiently, and be open to discussing different approaches and collaborating on solutions. So just because you don't like what the organizer says, don't be closed off to the idea. Perhaps there's a way to incorporate some of what they're saying with some of what you're envisioning. And so you have to be open. You have to be asking for that input and applying it appropriately to your situation. And the same goes the other way. So make sure you're providing feedback to your organizer throughout the process, because maybe they're organizing one way and it is not in line with what you envisioned and what your goals are. And so make sure that you communicate that with them and provide that feedback so that they have the opportunity to make adjustments and changes so that you are going to get your goals met. Don't hesitate to voice your concerns, because a good organizer is going to welcome feedback and strive to ensure that you're satisfied with the results. And that's important. Not only, you know, when you're setting goals, not only do you have to be flexible with things that come up, your organizer should also be flexible and work with you. And finally, when working with your organizer, be flexible and open-minded as you work with them. Organizing projects can sometimes take unexpected turns, and it's important to adapt to changing circumstances and priorities. Trust your organizer's expertise and be willing to embrace new ideas and solutions. They are the expert, and that is why you have called them. So by effectively communicating your goals for your space to your professional organizer and working together to achieve an organized and functional environment, you can be organized. It's amazing how many people we come across, and by the time they've reached out to us, they've hit a wall. They're overwhelmed. They're frozen. And they're paralyzed. Like, they just can't figure out where to start or how to solve the problem, how to look at different solutions for a space, because they're living in that space. They're a part of that space. And sometimes it's really hard to see outside of that. So hiring a professional organizer, even just for consults, can help open your eyes to new ideas and solutions for your space. But again, it is important to have those goals set out. And if they're not clear right off the hop, take some time to sit down and write it out. Make a Pinterest board of what aesthetics and ideas you like. Those will also help communicate your vision and goals to your organizer. So that being said, I'm going to wrap up this session on talking about goals. It's been a lot of repeat information, a lot of the same thing over and over, but it's really important to have those steps and be clear and precise. And again, celebrate milestones. You know, if you get one room organized, celebrate before you move on to the next. And if you're working with a professional organizer, make sure they are hearing what you are asking for. Make sure they are very clear on what your goals are, because otherwise you could end up with an organized space that does not make you happy and does not function for your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That being said, I'm going to sign off for today. I appreciate you listening, and I wish you a wonderful week. And remember that by having clear goals, you can be organized. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Can Be Organized with Erin. I would love to hear more from you on the topics you want to hear in upcoming episodes. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and share with others who are on an organizing journey. For now, this is Erin signing off. And until next time, remember, you can be organized.